welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for March 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Well, hopefully on this edition of the audio service, we'll get into our amateur radio call letters list. We haven't done that for a long time, and we're due. We've just had such a fully packed edition, we've had to drop that out for a couple of months. But let's see if we can get into that. By the way, I've had several letters from members who have sent me their names, call signs, the class of license, and their operation schedule. And they've asked the question of whether there is or is not a NRC net. Now, I'm not sure if there is or is not per se. However, I do know that there is a group of guys who belong to the NRC and the DX audio service, which get on the air at a regular time and a regular frequency, if you want to call that a SCED. If you are one of those persons, or perhaps you would like to get in touch with some others that are doing this, make your interest known by putting that information on the action line. Give us a call on the action line at area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day, and leave your schedule and your bands of operation and whatever information you want, and perhaps we can get some people linked up on amateur radio that are all members of the audio service. And speaking of musings, the opinions expressed in this column are those of the individual writer and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, publisher, or the National Radio Club Incorporated or its subsidiaries. You can send in a muse two different ways, by calling us on the action line at area 419-224-3916, or dropping it on a piece of paper written out as best you can to me here at the DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835.
Hi, Fred. John McCann here in Richmond, Virginia, January 22nd, Sunday. I figured I'd give you a call to update you on something that's probably of interest to Jerry Starr, as well as the rest of us, to report 1450 a.m. in Richmond, more specifically Highland Springs now, and since December 1st, come to find out, is WCLM, Charlie Lima Mike. This had, when I first arrived here in July of 86, been WENZ, hence WRGF. Now it's WCLM, owned by Momentum, Momentum Broadcasting, I believe. They are presently a daytimer, unidirectional pattern, seeking to go to full-time operation in a couple of weeks, 1,000 watts. When I called the station to comment that their signal sounded a lot clearer, a lot stronger, they indicated that they had been doing substantial work on their ground system and their antenna. It does, in fact, show. The programming is light jazz and soft rock, could be a promising station. Like I say, the signal's better. Their sign-off today was singularly unmomentous. They said, this is WCLM Richmond, Highland Springs, or actually Highland Springs, Richmond. Well, that's it here. New station, 1450 in Highland Springs, a suburb of Richmond, just east of Richmond. 1,000 watts, daytimer right now, soon to be full-time, unidirectional.
Hi, Fred. This is Mike Smith in Des Moines, Iowa. I have two questions. First of all, whatever happened to the idea about voice output on the AM log? I think that was a good idea, and I would like to, I haven't heard anything about it in the past, and I wonder whatever happened to that. Secondly, have you ever considered adopting the Library of Congress format for the cassettes on the audio service? Four tracks. I think that would provide a lot more room for material. Thank you.
Hi, this is Paul in North Jersey. I disagree about Z93 bombing with the crossover CHR that did finish 10th in the Arbitrons for the fall, although Power 99 did finish 3rd with a 7.8. The word now is that the WEBD and WUKQ switch will happen on Wednesday, the 1st of February at noon. Unfortunately, I'll be at work at that hour, so if anybody gets tape of it, I'm interested. WEVD, of course, was bought out by WNYM to answer that gentleman's question, so that's why they're not on 1330. Also, maybe of interest, Scott Shannon has quit Z100. The Roth and Wilson team that was on WABC in the 80s before they went all talk is now reunited on Z100.3 FM. And that's about it. Bye.
Hi, it's Nick Ceramus from outside of New York City. And you'll probably get about 90 calls on this one. But here is the latest situation regarding the whole 10:50, 6:20, 98 switch. All right, 10:50 a.m. has now switched with 97.9, which is WEVD-FM. They are now at 10:50 a.m. in New York City. On the last edition, there was a caller asking about what EVD-AM was all about. EVD-AM had been sold quite a while ago and is now an independent station, WNYM. WEVD-FM, as I said, is now on 10:50, and the Spanish station that was on 10:50 is at 97.9, which means that this nullifies the problem with the station over at 6:20. So I think that they can retain ownership of both of those frequencies, if I'm correct. And now that we've all been thoroughly confused, we can go sleep.
Hi, Fred. This is John McCann on Thursday morning, February 2nd. Just a follow-up to number 198 in Jerry Starr's AM switch respecting WLEE. It did, in fact, go off the air on its frequency of 1480 on December 31st. Come to find out, it is resurrected, taking over WANI's frequency, Alpha Nancy India. That frequency was abandoned by ANI back sometime in March or April of last year. Well, WLEE has taken it over as of February 1st. Under new management, I couldn't get any more information respecting wattage or antenna pattern. Likewise, I do not know currently what the status of WBBL is, whether they're going to have the same arrangement on 1320, or whether they're going to key that transmitter for 2 hours every day on 1480. But WLEE, the mainstay in Richmond, is now on WANI's frequency, former ANI, of 1320. Very good. Keep up the good work.
This is Chris Swank in Rio Vista for the DX Audio Service. Have a format change here on 1360 KFIV in Modesto, California. Used to simulcast with their FM with a top 40 format. And now I just noticed this morning at about 11:50 or so on January the 3rd, Friday, that this AM side is now affiliated with the Money Radio Network. That's it, Fred. Thanks.
Fred, this is Tim Hendel in Miami. A great DX Audio Service, as usual. I enjoyed some of the new columns and particularly enjoyed hearing a female voice on the tape. That's welcome anytime. I think the idea of having members of the DX Audio Service as well as column editors submit little air checks of themselves is very interesting. I'm not involved in radio, so I won't be submitting any, but for those who do, I'd certainly enjoy listening to it.
Hello, Mark Strickert here from Chicago. Someone in the February DX Audio Service had mentioned needing or wanting a air check magazine. I don't know of any myself, but there is a club which puts out monthly bulletins that have air checks in them, air check information, air check traders, etc. If you need that information, you can contact me, Mark Strickert, Strickert, at 3852 North Oconto, Oconto, Chicago, Illinois, 60634. I can pass that information along. Please include an SASC for information or $1 for a sample copy of the club's monthly bulletin. It's Decalcomania. Some of you might have already heard of that. And if you wish to call me instead, number is 312-625-7909. That's evenings or weekends. And hope that will be of help to that person. Thank you.
Hello, Fred. This is Pat Cassidy calling from Newcastle, Delaware. I really enjoyed the new features on the February NRC. Really enjoyed the NBA statistics and the news stations that are told. But I'd like to report that Ken was misinformed. The Philadelphia 76ers share WIP 610 with the Flyers Network. WIP is now all sports radio in Philadelphia. And they have to share it with the Flyers because when the Flyers are on WIP, the 76ers can only be heard on 1340 WHAT. Also, the Washington Bullets, which Ken did not get to cover, are on WWDC 1260 in Washington. One other thing I'd like to report, WAMF 1380 in Wilmington, Delaware, used to be 24 hours a day, but they're cutting back in their financial problems, I guess. They go off the air every night now at 1 a.m., and they don't have as many DJs as they used to. They're still in oldies format, but they're only having three on-air personalities during the day now. That's trying to save some money, I guess. Enjoy the magazine, Fred, very much. And I enjoy the other feature of the network, or the station changes, that are on different frequencies. Keep up the good work, and enjoy the March issue coming. Bye-bye.
Hello, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here. Two things. First of all, 1150 in Santa Rosa, California, formerly KPLS, is now KVRE-AM. I don't know why they're just calling it KVRE-AM. If there's no KVRE-FM, I assume that means that eventually there'll be an FM station. I don't know. But now KPLS has just changed this week to KVRE-AM, although I can't get them well enough to see what they're doing. I had just been informed of the change. And also, 1190 KNBA for the past three nights, KNBA Vallejo, California, has been leaving their transmitter on at night, and I had heard in some back issues of the audio service that all daytime classification for daytime-only stations was going to go away, something to that effect. I don't know what that means, but KNBA Vallejo is sitting there with the carrier on at 1,000 watts. So that's my information, and you have a good evening then.
And those are our musing calls for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I'd like to make a few comments on some of the items in the action line. First of all, on the log on tape, Mike and I are presently checking into how we can put this together. However, we have two stumbling blocks which we have to resolve. If we try to computer voice generate the entire log, most computer programs, at least the ones we've checked into, do not have the ability to reproduce about 20% of the text which is in the log. Thus, that makes it kind of worthless. On doing it with an announcer and updating it, it would take approximately 4 weeks to do the entire log with an announcer, and all this material seems to change from week to week, as you hear on the AM switch column, so getting updates would be rather hard to do. As far as going to the NLS format, we are presently looking into that. However, we have one problem with going to the NLS format, and that is that we have approximately 15% of the membership which do not have NLS machines. So what we have to do is be sure that we don't accidentally leave someone out by going to a different format of tape. However, rest assured, we are trying to figure out a way of giving you more DX audio service for your money. On the subject of air checks, we have two things to announce. First of all, we are starting a new column called the Air Check Traders Corner, and this is where you can send in a list of items which is on a particular cassette tape or reel of tape which you'd like to trade with another member here on the audio service. You can do it one of two ways. You can either send in the information to us in written form and we'll read it on the column, or you can send up to 1 minute of examples with your voice. However, no longer than 1 minute, please, for this particular column. And we'll have more details on the Air Check Traders Corner on future editions of the audio service. Also, we had a question posed by Tim Hendel about companies which actually pay air check traders for air checks of certain stations. To my knowledge and to some of the other collectors that I know, there is no such service available or no companies which are willing to pay people for air checking stations. And that's our edition of the Musing Column for this edition of the DX Audio Service. A quick mention that our question for our next Musing Column is, do you think the FCC is right in the way they are allowing stations to give their station IDs? Give us a call and let us know your feelings on the Action Line. And when we come back, John Bowker in his travelogue and Phil Wayne in the Market Scope.
Just a reminder to our members, if you are renewing your subscription, changing your address, or have any questions about your subscription, contact the National Radio Club headquarters at Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. If you want to place an order for NRC products, cassette tapes, back issues, and written technical articles, contact the National Radio Club Publication Center at Post Office Box 164, Mansfield, New York, 13661.
Oh, come on, Fred. Ah, yes, John Bowker. Well, very nice. With or without fanfare. Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the DX Audio Service Travelogue for March 1989. My goodness, it's later than it's ever been, isn't it? I wanted to start off this travelogue with something I should have given you back a month or so ago. It turns out that if the people out as far west as Denver, I'm speaking as an Easterner, if you live as far west as Denver and you tune across the low end of the low half of the dial, I'm sure that for years you've been using the sounder on WCBS at 880 on the dial as sort of a dial marker. Even if you have a digital radio, it's kind of nice to know when you tune to 880, you got that WCBS sounder that's there, the news sounder. And I want you to know they've changed it. So if you will, I'm going to just play you about a minute's worth here of WCBS as they now sound as they approach the hour.
When it happens, where it happens, we are there. We're News 88, WCBS, New York.
Sunny, windy, and 37 degrees.
And that's what they use. Now, we're going to hear it again here just before the hour. They give their legal ID about a minute ahead of the hour, a minute and 10 seconds sometimes. But that's what you hear now at 880 on the dial in place of the old WCBS sounder. We'll hear it again right here on the hour. Listen.
At St. Louis, and the weather will be nice for the next few days. CBS News, I'm Mike Pulsifer.
Okay, Mike. Well, anyway, a first-hand, one man's opinion. I think there's something missing from the news sounder. But, well, already we've been listening to it here in the New York area for the past 3 months. And we're getting used to it. And almost have trouble remembering what the old one sounded like. But when I play back some of my tapes from 880 and hear the WCBS ID, it still sounds like the right one to me. But then, of course, when they say it's 660, this is WNBC, that still sounds okay. But I must admit, all the announcers, including Don Imus in the morning on WFAN, which is now at 660 on the dial, I haven't heard them stumble once yet. Maybe somebody else has. Well, let's see. Back to business. This time, what do we got? 1560 is the next frequency for us to do. This is not a heavily populated frequency with stations, not at least around the DX Audio Service travelogue business. We don't have an awful lot of them, I must admit. But we're going to start with the granddaddy at 1560, the radio station of the New York Times. As far as I know, it's a unique station in the country in that it plays nothing but classical music, a few discussion programs, but very light on the commercials, except for the New York Times. They do have commercials. Don't misread me. It's not a non-commercial station. At least the New York Times isn't planning it that way. And they've tried over the years, as have the other sort of public radio station in New York, WNYC, to improve their situation, move the transmitter, and get more power. And I can tell you this: we are 47 miles from the WQXR transmitter here, and at night we barely pick them up. We can hear them, but not very well. At night in Vermont, you hear them very strongly. And you can even hear them up at Prince Edward Island. That's beyond Nova Scotia in Canada. Very clearly. It's probably about the loudest U.S. radio station up in those parts of the wilds. There's one in Boston. It comes in pretty well, too, at 680 on the dial. But that's okay. Let's go with a 1560 tape on the March 1989 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
America's number one fine music station for fine music and news. It's WQXR New York, 1560 on your AM dial.
This is WSMD, AM and FM in La Plata, the radio voice of Southern Maryland.
This is Clear Channel Radio, KLTI in Macon, Missouri, 1560 on your radio dial, with computer-controlled programming.
City. From from ABC News.
Katejas, KTXZ, Keen Sisisinta.
Spanish Radio Austin Style, KTXZ. Serving Middle Tennessee with programming that's making a difference. This is 1560 WWGM Nashville.
Nothing stops us in our tracks, quite like the barrier of fear.
It's 2 o'clock and time for a news minute from the Q1560 Information Center. Good afternoon, everyone.
Clear Channel, KPMC. Bakersfield.
Try the Deluxe Ranch Burger today at any Runs and Drive-In.
KEZO AM and FM Omaha Council Bluffs. Z92, the home of rock and roll.
This is WRIN Rensselaer.
NBC News.
It's 7 o'clock. This is WBUK Portage. And I'm Joe Sula with the request show for this time.
This is WTOD Toledo. It's 78 degrees at 11 o'clock. From WBKC Chardon. More BK Country Music with Jay Hall.
Music for lute, guitar, mandolin, and harp on the classic stations for classical music. The radio stations of the New York Times, WQXR FM 96.3 and WQXR 1560 in New York.
Well, those are the IDs we have at 1560 on our tape so far, except for two. There are two stations I haven't played you, and I'll play them both now. And I think you'll agree, they're pretty bad, and there's some irony. Isn't there always irony to the bad station breaks you get on tape? The first one is in the city of a major competitor of one of my clients, and so I've never been right into Melbourne, Florida. But here's Melbourne, from a great distance.
Talk Radio 1560 is WTAI, Melbourne, Palm Bay.
Now, that's about halfway from Jacksonville to Miami along the Atlantic coast. Not exactly by any means, but closely along there, about halfway down the Florida Peninsula. If you go over to the western side of the state, the midwestern part of the state, a little bit north of Melbourne, you come to the town of Ocala. That's sort of the major city in that area. And just to the south and west of Ocala is a big county, a beautiful county, where my good wife and I are seriously considering buying some retirement property down there and moving down there in a couple of years. That'll be in Citrus County, in the county seat of Citrus County, where we spent 2 or 3 days this past Christmas week looking over housing and properties and lots and lakes and all that sort of thing. The town of Inverness. And do they have a station at 1560? Well, of course they do. Why am I telling you this story? And did I get a good recording of it? Oh, listen to this.
This is Citrus County Country, AM 1560, WIND, Inverness.
And that's the best of the three or four that I took. For some reason, the Inverness station just doesn't get up to the town of Holder, which is actually where we're looking at property, about 5 miles to the north. So what can I say? We're going back down there again. We'll pick it up the next time around very nicely. So that's the 1560 tape on the DX audio service.
Okay, John, thank you very much. You know, one of your IDs there of WTOD brought back some memories. WTOD is now a country and western station, and literally fighting for their life with some other country stations up in that market. But they used to be a rock and roll station, and quite a lively station at that. And to conclude your travelogue, here's some WTOD production and jingles from their heyday.
Angry, please don't be angry, 'cause we're going to the fair.
Yes, there, ladies and gentlemen, WTOD presents the Beatles,
Elvis Presley,
Frank Sinatra,
the Four Seasons,
the Dave Clark Five,
the Beach Boys,
George Malagrena,
Howie,
Boom Boom,
Inch,
Tony Bennett,
Frank LeGrande,
Peter Nero,
Ralph Nero,
and Leonard Jess,
Peaches Latour,
Andy Williams,
Sammy Davis Sr.,
and the Shirelles.
Yes, sir, see pictures of these and other stars at the TOD booth of the Lucas County Fair.
1560.
Portions of the news mechanically reproduce.
WTOD 1560.
You can take us out of the country, but you can't take the country out of WTOD 1560.
Get up with the sun, it's Monday morning. Get up, come on, let's go. With WTOD 1560, your Monday morning radio. The day is over. We leave tonight with the hope to be with you. WTOD 1560, tomorrow morning radio.
WTOD, remember.
Format changes and new unique formats are featured on this month's Market Scope. Hi, I'm Phil Wayne. Well, it's the day after Christmas, and Tiny WCHN AM 970 in Norwich, New York, is changing formats to, well, I'll let you hear what they've done.
For WCHN News, I'm Patrick Dennehy.
9:06, 6:09, good morning. I'm Stan Dowlinski, and welcome to the all-new, all-polka AM 97 WCHN. Wake the kids, phone the neighbors. We're getting started with Start Your Polka Feet Dancing on the brand new AM 97 WCHN ski. All polkas, all the time.
Come dance the polka dancers with me. Stamping our feet, how happy we'll be.
We'll dance the music, it will be grand. When we
just kidding. AM 97 WCHN, good morning, and welcome to Solid Gold CHN and the Rock and Roll Wake-Up Show. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band and old-time rock and roll on Solid Gold CHN. Go back to 1959 with Dion and the Belmonts. Gold CHN, Dion and the Belmonts and a teenager in love. 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. 6:16, good morning, I'm Matt Dowling. It's the Rock and Roll Wake-Up Show. Coming up, Tony Vizzano's Weather Center forecast. We'll also be hearing from Carl Carlton on Solid Gold CHN.
Announcing Ames after Christmas sale with unbelievable savings on fashions for the entire family.
6:18, 18 minutes past 6 o'clock. Solid Gold CHN. Everlasting love. Solid Gold CHN with the best of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. That right there, Carl Carlton from 1974. Tony's Weather Center forecast, some flurries, then becoming partly sunny today, windy. Temperatures in the upper 20s. Tonight, increasing clouds. Temperatures in the mid-teens to 20. Tomorrow, periods of light snow mixing with sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures near 30. Currently cloudy skies at 23 degrees with Chad and Jeremy from 1964 and a summer song.
By the way, WCHN was a popular country music station, and the sales manager didn't like country music, which is one of the more logical reasons for changing formats. And since WCHN had a contract in effect with Drake Chenault for their country music, the new format is Drake Chenault's Great Gold. Next, AM 1390 in Syracuse has been heard equipment testing for the last few weeks. No, what you hear is not WFBL or their Music of Your Life format, and the station IDs put on a cartridge tape and repeating every 2.5 minutes is not your conventional identification.
Wow, so this is it?
Yep, Echo Canyon.
It's huge.
Go ahead, yell something.
Okay.
Hello!
Wow, that's incredible.
You think that's something? Watch this. Kix FM.
Hey, it doesn't repeat.
It never does.
Every day is a no-repeat day on Syracuse's first choice for classic rock and roll. 104.7. Kix FM.
Oh, 4.7 Kix FM, Mike and his mechanics, Paul Carrick out in front there, and Silent Running on the midday Shrek Attack. WKFM Fulton, Syracuse weather, cloudy, occasional flurries today. High near 20 tonight, cloudy, chance of snow towards morning, low about 10, and cloudy with snow likely tomorrow with a high of about 35. Looks like we're going to break 20 right now because that's where we stand in Syracuse. I'm John Rock and Roll Shrek. It's the midday Shrek Attack and the longest commercial-free ride of any radio station in Central New York, and it continues with the Eagles, the long run. At 104.7 Kix FM.
Next up, an unconventional AM format, as MarketScope takes a quick listen in to WCVG 1320 kHz in Covington, Kentucky.
You've lost that loving feeling. The King captured live in concert at 13 past 10 at the Elvis Station. The music of the King back to back.
You're in the middle of 30 minutes of music fit for King. On the Elvis Station.
Hawaii, the island of love. 10:23 at the Elvis Station, wrapping up another half hour of music fit for a king. The tri-state forecast today, variably cloudy skies, high of 40. Tonight, cloudy chance of rain, low 35. And tomorrow, Tuesday, showers likely continued warmer and a high of 55. 28 right now, cloudy skies at the Elvis Station. Oh, feel so bad. The Elvis Station at 28 past 10 o'clock, giving you the royal treatment.
And since all you nice folks love format changes, let's go back a few years to catch a 50,000-watt powerhouse take on a new direction.
At 534, at 64 degrees in Cleveland and 67 in Akron, Canton, I'm Nancy Smith, and you can hear Paul Harvey, radio's most listened-to newsman, three times a day on WGAR AM, 8:30 a.m., 12:30 in the afternoon, and the rest of the story at 7 o'clock. And now here's Paul Tapier.
Good morning, 534 with Paul Tapier, and we are the all-new WTAR FM and AM, Cleveland's best country. Here's Kenny Rogers kicking things off. Stereo 1220, WTAR FM 99.5, AM 1220 in Cleveland. Now, for all of you who are planning to see the Charlie Daniels Band in concert at the stadium July 22nd, here's a bonus for you. Save your ticket stubs and present them at any Northeast Ohio Record Theater location for $1 off any of CDB's albums on CBS Records. A great event gets even better with Record Theater, CDB, and the all-new WGAR FM and AM, Cleveland's best country.
Congratulations, Winkler.
Sir?
We're making...
Toin Favre, good morning, Paul. It's 6:21.
Well, how are you today?
Lawrence and I are so excited about the changeover to country music. Yes, now, where's the Marlboro man? Ah, come on, he must be here somewhere.
Cut it out. You know, we've got a whole lot of new listeners this morning on FM 99.5 and AM 1220, and you and I are both being introduced to them at the same time, so do your best to be a new part of their lives, okay?
Oh, this is not a problem. Now, in fact, Lawrence, my roommate, yes, and Philippe, my hairdresser. I'm introducing them now. Yes. Lawrence is my roommate. We live in Ohio City, and Philippe's my hairdresser, who also lives in Ohio City. And we have gone to the trouble, yes, we have gone to the trouble, to purchase authentic country clothing to look like our most favorite hero.
Oh, really? Who's that? Roy Rogers?
Actually, Dale Evans. Do you know how hard it is to get a leather skirt in town that doesn't have loops for shackles?
Sound good in the studio.
Problem, yeah.
But where it really counts is down the hall, out the front door, and out here in the real world. Just listen to what we have to compete with. It's tough out here on the streets. It's a battle of sound. So why fight it? Just head to the country. For a long time, WGAR's sister station, KS100, has been your only escape to the country. So WGAR decided to join forces with KS100, becoming the new WGAR FM and AM. Now giving you two ways to get away from it all. Music, news, sports, weather, conversation, information. We've got it all. Because we figure two is always better than one. WGAR, FM, and AM. Country Cleveland can be proud of.
Well, now, baby, you're a looker.
If you would like to contribute to the excitement of Market Scope and are willing to tape stations in your market, contact me, Phil Wayne, at 128 Elmwood Avenue, Syracuse, New York, 13207. Or give me a call at area code 315-474-6949. Yes, you too can be a DX Audio Service superstar, just like Bob Walker. Thanks for joining us once again. See you next month with more radio happenings.
And it's time now for our amateur radio call sign list. And these are people who are members of the DX Audio Service and the National Radio Club and also are licensed radio amateurs. And if you'd like to be on this list, just drop us a card or a letter to the DX Audio Service. Starting out the list is R.G. Abshire, WA9ZYG, Advanced Class. Next is Michael Addy, N8GDC, Technicians Class. Tom Array is WB2GHA, General Class. Charles Bartlett is WB2BQW, General Class. John Bowker is WA2WEN, Advanced Class. Todd Brandenberger is KA0KAN. Lewis Cable Jr. is KA1DIG. Alex Calabrese is WA2ADS. Leslie Carpenter is W7EII, Technicians Class. Bill Coleman Jr. is KA4DAP, Technicians Class. Mark Conley is WA1ION, Extra Class. Kent Crawford is W9OEM, Advanced Class. Carl Dabelstein is K0SBV, Advanced Class. Elio DiFranco is KA8UFL. Tom Dimio, member of the DX Audio Service, is K3DOL, Advanced Class. Sheldon Dunham Jr. is W4OEL, Advanced Class. Albert Earnhardt is WB4AFR, Extra Class. Russell Edmonds is WB2BJH, Technicians Class. Jeff Falconer is VE3LSK, General Class. Robert Gallerstein is WB2VGD, Advanced Class. Peter George is KA1NHJ, Novice. Peter Gilberti is KW1H. I don't have a class of license on Peter, though. George Green is K8NDY, Technicians Class. Dr. Tom Gruce is K0HTF, Extra Class. William Hartledge is WD4JLT, Novice Class. James Headley is KJ4B, Extra Class. Craig Healy is NG1U, Extra Class. James Hill is W6IVW, Advanced Class. Stanley Horn is KA2WZM. Dan Hormica is WA5TLR, Technicians Class. Charles Hutton is WD4ELO, Advanced Class. Glenn Jacobs is K3WEI, General Class. David Johnson is WA4NID, Advanced Class. Steve Johnson is K3LXN. Peter Kemp is KZ1Z, Extra Class. David Kennedy is K4HZF, General Class. Ed Kowalski is K3PRE, Technician. Mark Kilbaki is VE3GIX. Jim Long, WB9VKA. Tom Likens, another audio service member, WD4RWU, and he's a General Class. Gilbert Marzini is IK2HKS, and that call sign resides in Italy. Al Martini is AH6DO, Advanced Class. Bill Marvin is KB9IV, Advanced Class. Alan Mayer is WD9IRV, Advanced Class. Steve McDonald is VE7SL. Bob McPherson is KC4ADQ. Alan Merriman is K4GLU, Extra Class. Randy Miltner is N6HMO, Advanced Class. Gary Mitchell is KH9, or make that KH8. Let's get him in the right zone. AC General Class. Paul Mount. Hi, Paul. WA2 QBO Novice Class. Al Merrick is N5HZG/DJ, and he resides in Germany. Kurt Nelson is WB3LJA Technicians Class. Ken Nofziger is AE8I Naxter Class. Ken O'Brien is WB6CBJ. Dan Phillips is N4NU Extra Class. Stephen Ponder is KA5UOR Novice Class. Al Resnick, K3PXR Advanced Class. John Ridge is WA2GWO. John Rose II is NJ8Q Extra Class. Jeff Ross is K2OD. Andrew Rugg is VE2AQP, and he lists as a class of license B. I'm not sure exactly what that is. Glenn Russ is K4DTT. Paul Sawyer is W1MFE General Class. William Shaheen is N1CQ. John Shields is W3OKP Advanced Class. Dr. Lynn Simons is AA4HL Advanced Class. Chet Smith is WB2LUQ. Winston Smith is 6Y5WS. Not sure exactly where that call sign resides. Douglas Smith is W9WI. Mark Snyder is WA3OKW General Class. Edwin Sparks is N1ES Extra Class. Charles Spellman is WA2WKW, which is Extra Class. Jerry Starr, N8IRL General Class. Robert Stoniger is N2CJS General Class. Howard Swerfiger is WA2OXR Extra Class. Charles Taylor is WD9INP Technicians Class. Wayne Thompson is KB4JJD. Bill Thompson is KA2ABB Novice Class. Al Tobia is KB6KAX General Class. John Topol is W900. Dick Truax, KAG, or make that K8GVU Advanced Class. John Tundham is W0JRP Advanced Class. Daniel Veens is WB1CSV Novice Class. Fred Vobe, yours truly, KB8BMQ Novice Class. John Vonick is KB9AUJ/8. Robert Walker, otherwise known as Bob Walker, is KA8VQB Technicians Class. Tandy Way, another audio service subscriber, is K4YSN Extra Class. Larry Wheel, KA1BCP Advanced Class. And Wa-Kun Young is K-A-1-M-I-M. And that's the people we have listed in our amateur radio call sign list. If you are not on the list and you would like to be, just drop us a card or letter here to the DX Audio Service. Give us your name, class of license, your call sign, and if you wish, some little information. And when we have more time, we'll read down exactly where these people are on the amateur radio list. Well, as you heard from Paul Swearingen, they're not going to be doing April Fool's editions for DX News Magazine. However, we'll be doing an April Fool's edition on the next DX Audio Service, as it is our anniversary. The DX Audio Service was founded in April of 1985, and, well, we've had an April Fool's edition in 86, 87, and 88. So we'll probably have an April Fool's edition in 89. We're not sure if this will be the last or not. It depends upon the turnout from you, the membership. But if you have something interesting that you'd like to send us in the way of a arable blooper, or perhaps something funny, or if you just have a interesting story that you'd like to tell, something which you think that is rather funny and you'd like to share with the rest of us here at the audio service, either drop it down on a piece of paper or put it on the action line, or just maybe even put it on tape and send it to us here at the DX Audio Service. Our address here at the Audio Service is simply DX Audio Service, 706 Mackenzie Avenue. That's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. And we'll see what kind of foolishness we can get into on our next edition. By the way, be sure to send that information in as soon as possible so it makes our publication date. That's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. The National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. This program was recorded in the studios of Great Northern Broadcasting Company, Lima, Ohio.